What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, let's bring down the mood now.
All right, here it goes. Quote, I think there's a reality of our offense and then the perception of our offense. We play in a tough ballpark to hit in. Our offense has generally been above average based on advanced metrics, WRC plus and things like that, for a number of years now. The last 3 years, we've actually had a very stable offense, particularly good on the road. I think one of the top 10 in MLB when we're on the road. We're one of the top 10 on the road. Just let me tell you.
Tell that to Jerry DePoto putting our his face offense in his hands last freaking August. But okay, buddy.
And at home, we play in a tough run scoring environment that really benefits our pitching staff. And position players have been asked to find ways, and we've generally done that.
Is this Buster Posey
we've
talking
turned
about the
it
Giants?
Into one of the best home records. We have a good offensive team, and we didn't feel like we needed to do a whole lot, but to find ways to support the group that we had. And I know the offseason has been long and seemingly slow. We feel, and I said this at season end, we do feel like we've made a lot of progress late last year. Quote, Jerry DePoto, president of the Mariners operations.
I thought you were going to say Neil Olshey circa 2014, 2015 or something like that.
It's not breaking news.
Yeah.
Jerry DePoto is sitting here and saying that the progression that the offense made at the end of the year is basically signing offensive talent.
Yeah, in 2 months, we're going to hear that Randy Arozarena last season at the mid-season trade deadline was also like an off-season acquisition, right?
I understand that like the Stanton thing is brutal and the Root thing is brutal. But has Jerry DePoto completely sold his soul for this job? Because it feels like it's kind of like this Nico Harrison thing. If you believe the rumors of like casinos in Dallas and he's homies with Rob Pelinka because of Nike. If you believe these conspiracy theories, is there a chance that DePoto has decided to sell his soul to Stanton to make sure that he runs this thing for the next 30 years and cashes in 15 to 20 million a year doing it
to his defense
and lives on Mercer Island and doesn't care about anything
to his defense. September was the best month they had for batting average. It was the best month they had for on base percentage, the best slugging month of the year, which obviously you add those numbers and that creates OPS, which was also the best.
And I do think there's a reality. JP was hurt all year.
Julio, so was Jorge Polanco.
Julio had a bad year. So I'll agree with that. You can't believe that Mitch Garver is going to be this bad again.
Dude, you're already, damn it. All right, so you're I'll let you finish.
But I'm just, I threw the Mitch Garver in to get you riled up.
Well, actually the first two things that you said that got me riled up.
But there is some reality. Like, JP was hurt a lot of the year. Julio, obviously a down year. I mean, the best thing DePoto's done in Seattle outside of this starting staff is locking Julio into that deal.
Agreed.
Locking Julio into that deal is the best thing. Maybe the best thing in franchise history.
It's literally the same team.
Knowing that he's going to be there.
I'm looking at it.
Their biggest offseason acquisition was re-signing an average second baseman to play third base.
I mean, so what are you trying to ask? Like, first, do I feel gaslit?
Hold up. Did you hear when he started talking that he was super far away from the
ball? Yeah, because
he's in a chair like, oh my God, I want to die.
Yep.
We're not trying to kill you, Schultzy, but this is your time to shine. One, two, three, go.
I mean, are you trying to ask, like, do I feel gaslit? Because the answer to that question is yes. I 100,000% do. We've heard from different points during Jerry DePoto's tenure. He's got this hubris kind of attitude about his approach and the Mariners organizational approach, which we also heard from owner John Stanton during the offseason, that includes not going after big name bats, right? Not giving a bunch of money to guys. And we've even got Mariners media trying to spin this into a positive, saying like, hey, you know what? They're actually going forward with these guys that they committed to last year, and they think that there's some kind of salvageable diamond in the rough there. Okay, so here you go. You're assuming that Julio Rodriguez is going to bounce back. You're assuming that Jorge Polanco is going to bounce back because he's not injured. You're assuming J.P. Crawford's going to bounce back, right? You're assuming that Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver are both going to bounce back, even though one of them is aging and pretty much out of the league already, and the other you don't know if you're getting more than a bag of chips from. You're assuming that Cal Raleigh isn't going to get injured, nothing bad's going to happen to this season, and you're going to get just a nice, great old plane of play from Cal. You're assuming that Luke Raley's going to come back after his career season last year, his best season ever in Major League Baseball, and then repeat that. And then the one thing that I actually do agree with, I would do this if I were a general manager and president, you're assuming Ryan Bliss is going to be able to play with 400 at-bats at second base. I'm down for that. But other than that, you're looking at rebounds and assumptions for an entire lineup, 1 through 9, and it is so annoying. This organization is a joke. They don't care about winning, and they've made it obvious that they care about profits over winning. They're spending less money now than they did in 2017. And I just don't know where this organization is headed. And for Jerry DePoto to say, hey,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You know, this last month of the year, it basically emboldened him to believe that his strategy's working. Guess what? Your strategy wasn't working. And hiring Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez is not a strategy.
You are now about to witness the talent.
You are a horrible home park team. Your pitching staff, their numbers were vaulted up by your home park, okay? And there is no way that they're going to be able to repeat basically holding their head above water, winning 85, 86, 87 games like they have the last two seasons. At some point, there are going to be holes in the ship, and I hope Jerry DePoto experiences that this year, because this, literally this last month of the year, was the worst thing that could have happened to them, because it emboldened Jerry DePoto to think his way really is the best. And nope, bro, it's the highway. Get the hell out of town.
Yeah, but every time a starting pitcher shows up on the mound,
if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Right, but that's what he's saying. He's like, but like every time a starter goes out there, we can win this ball game. It's like, I know, I watched that with Felix, and that's why he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I agree with what Schultze was saying about that month of September, and you know, again, to DePoto's defense, like not only those numbers that I say those were the Mariners' best month in hitting and all that.
Well, Julio kind of figured it out. JP was healthy.
They were like top five in every hitting category. Yeah. I just double checked. I'm like, all right, those were their best numbers.
And if you get in the playoffs, you get a Rosarena, Carlos Beltran. So,
but yeah, you're completely negating March, late March through August.
Oh yeah, like, by the way,
which is where the bulk of your life lives.
The bigger sample size there, bud. Like,
just quickly,
so
you think Victor Robles is going to be able to play at an MVP level, basically? Because the last 2 months
of
the
season, did for 2 months,
he was an MVP. So you're expecting that, and then a Rosarena as well. You're expecting kind of a rebound season.
Look,
from
our scout team is really good. We're really looking at stuff. We really know what's going on here.
It's literally the same team.
It's literally
the
same team.
It's a team of assumptions, guys. Hope in one hand, spit in the other. Tell me which the hell fills up first, because this team is based on hope and assumptions.
Is it weird that when he said spit in the other, I got a little turned on?
Oh. Hawk two.
Yeah, get that going.
Hawk two and spit on that thing.
That is Pacific Northwest fandom for you, folks. Selling hope.
Ladies and gentlemen,
selling hopes and dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Schultze, that was fantastic, dude.
Thanks, man. That's true thoughts right there.
Well, you know, I've been holding out on this for a while. I knew there was going to come a time where I needed to just let you go.
I mean,
but the recent comments from DePoto, I read those and I was like, bro.
Well, and I said to Patrick,
how do you go home at night and you say to your wife, how was the press conference today? And you're like, I just told them this. And your wife looks at you and goes, dude, you're an ass.
I know.
My wife would say that to me. She goes, really? You told people that your offense is better? You haven't done S, babe.
I felt like shedding tears when I saw the Jorge Polanco signing. I was just like, is this a joke?
Like, no.
It's like, this is their offseason?
Well, a couple of commercial breaks ago, I mentioned to Patrick, I was like, you know, Jordan asked a couple of weeks ago on Fair or Foul if this was the worst offseason in Mariners history. And at the time, we were like, I don't know, it's getting there. Like,
no, it's not the worst.
And when I saw those comments from DePoto the other day, I went back to that moment. I'm like, yeah, this is now officially.
This might be the worst.
This might be the worst. But again, that September looked pretty good.
Yep, but they can't play like that for 6 months.
Well, it's like, man, we crushed it in that month 4 or 5 months ago. Too bad we couldn't keep playing baseball and that, you know, that kept going. But now we literally have a whole off season.
I know.
And where the worst we are not playing baseball and we have to somehow remember, oh yeah, let's do what we did in September and now do it again for 6 months straight.
And the worst part is he can't even claim that he has the best rotation in baseball anymore because the Dodgers spent $1 billion on theirs.
No, and I'm serious. The numbers, there's
but before the Dodgers did that, it's the best rotation in baseball, hands down.
There's a couple stats, though, that came out, and it really was the overall numbers for the Mariners starting rotation was amplified by the T-Mobile Park stats or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Oh, it's a pitcher's ballpark. Well, it's helpful, for sure.
And you've got guys coming in, and their stats as a whole go down, too. So it's not just, it's kind of making me wonder if the Mariners starting rotation is as good as we think they are. Yeah, they've still got around an
This is how we've broken Schultz.
Yeah, because
Schultz is now questioning if George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, and Luis Castillo are good starters.
Because I'm forced to sit rolling out a team that rolls out like a starting lineup with no designated hitter.
We're in trouble. He's so worried about the team. He thinks his aces. He's got three aces on the team and two guys that could be aces. He's worried they're not very good.
Well, dude, I mean, if
there's anything I can drill into your Dutch brother's head, is that Logan Gilbert and George Kirby are studs.
Okay.
Are absolute studs, okay?
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
All right. Wu could be studs. All right.
Fair.
Pull it back, buddy.
Wouldn't it be hilarious
if
this season the Mariners starting pitching had the worst starting pitching season ever?
Oh, my God.
But their offense was just insane.
Like Gilbert has Tommy John.
Just complete flip-flop. Like,
Gilbert has Tommy John. Kirby's got a 4.7 ERA. Wu has been dealt to the Marlins.
I would die if it was like... Wow, the Mariners have the number one offense.
Got 320 batting average. Julio's got 70 home runs.
They literally have the number one offense, and their pitching is ranked 30th.
They lose in the first round because Luis Castillo gives up 7 home runs in the first inning.
Not even make the playoffs again because they did essentially what they did last year. Just
they
got to
make the playoffs because that bolsters it up.
I'd take that season as a Mariners fan. It's sad, but I would, brother.
That would be like somewhat of a good poll question. Like, as a Mariner fan, would you be okay with having the number one offense next year if it meant your pitching was number 30th in the league?
And like, Schultze basically said yes.
Let's go, baby.
Sign me up.
Just to have the satisfaction of having the number one offense, I think a lot of Mariner fans would take that.
Not only the satisfaction, Joe, the Mariners proved that even with one of the best starting rotations in baseball, that alone cannot get you to the playoffs. Yeah. And Jerry Dipoto is turning around and saying, well, this same old 1-26, they're getting us to the playoffs.
Dipoto for the Hall of Fame.
For a Hall of Fame gaslighter.
Genius. Absolute genius.
What's the bat awards? Right, the Razzies. He should be nominated for a Razzie.
He was right. The offense got better, and we were so wrong. They went from 28th to 1. Ahead of the Dodgers.
Wow. So they must have won the pennant, right?
Mookie Betts won the NL MVP. He batted .450 and had 75 home runs and 200 stolen bases, but Mariners still had the number one offense.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.